It's time for you to be a part of the show. Email or call with questions for Dr. Mike now. Email ask Dr. Mike Smith at radiomd.com or call 877-711-5211. What are you waiting for? The doctor is in.
All right, that's ask Dr. Mike Smith at radiomd.com. I love this part of the show, so send me your questions. If you want, you can try to stump me. It probably isn't that hard to do, but I love this part, as I said. So this first question has to do with vegetable oils. And, you know, sometimes I answer, and I've said this before, I answer these questions just right off the cuff, what's on top of my head. But sometimes I do have to do a little research. This one I had to do a little research, and I usually have some help. There's some great health advisors here at Life Extension that help me out with all this. I read that vegetable oils are not as healthy as we think, but I thought they were healthy. I'm very confused. And that's all that was said. So there's really no question here, but if I can extrapolate, I think the question is, you know, are vegetable oils healthy or not? Well, I mean, in its purest form, a vegetable oil is healthy. It's an unsaturated fat. Usually, there's, you know, omega-6s in vegetable oils, mostly. A little bit of omega-3s. You know, there's even some omega-7s, which are monounsaturated. So, I mean, in its purest form, there's nothing wrong with a vegetable oil. They are healthy. But the problem is how we process them today. So a couple of the health advisors here at Life Extension who are really into the oils and the essential oils, the coconut oils. I mean, they do a lot of research. And, you know, their opinion on this was that the probably if somebody is reading, you know, whatever website you're on, that vegetable oils aren't healthy, it's probably related to two issues. That's what we found. One is the GMO issue, the genetically modified organism issue. And then the other one is related to these chemicals that they add to the vegetable oils to preserve them better, to make them more stable. And those are called petroleum-based chemicals. And it's probably those two things that where most of this idea that they're not healthy comes into play. So GMO, genetically modified organisms, you know, most of our corn, soy in this country are genetically modified. And I don't want this to become a debate about GMO, but there are some people who take that very seriously. They don't want any GMOs in their food sources. They believe that, based on some research, that they're dangerous, and that those genetic modifications do alter our health and all that kind of stuff. So that's one aspect of it, especially if you're doing canola, corn, soy, you know, those kind of oils. It's pretty much going to be GMO. So that's one part. But I think and that's debatable, but the one part that's probably not debatable in this is the petroleum-based chemicals that they add to these vegetable oils to stabilize them. And oils do go bad. Fats go bad. So you have to do something to stabilize them, and they often add things like BHA and BHT. These chemicals are petroleum-based, and there's some good evidence in the literature that these may not be the best chemicals to be adding to food sources, especially when you heat them up, you know. So prior to, I don't know, what, the 80s, when the big push against fats happened, you know, fats were the worst thing in the world. Stop eating fats. We started eating more sugars, all that kind of stuff. Prior to that, you know, in the 60s, 70s, we fried everything in lard, which turns out is probably better than some of these vegetable oils that have these petroleum chemicals added to them, because these petroleum chemicals, when they're heated up, They do leach, they get in the food, you eat them, and they're probably not all that great for us. So that's probably the two core issues here when it comes to saying vegetable oils are not healthy: the GMO issue and the petroleum-based chemicals. So it's best to probably find oils that are more in the extra virgin classification, less processing. You can try to find some that don't have these petroleum-based chemicals added to them, or just don't fry them, don't heat them up too much, because that's really where the issue comes in. But so there you go. So vegetable oils in their purest form are not unhealthy. They're actually good fats. It's the things we do to them, the GMO, the petroleum chemicals. That's where the issue comes in. So it is confusing. I'm confused too. Next question. What is a nightshade vegetable? This comes from a gentleman named Dan. I was told by my nutritionist friend not to eat them. I just said okay, not knowing what they were. I've since Googled them and see that they are linked to inflammation. Should I really avoid nightshade vegetables? Well, you know, Dan, I think it depends if you're sensitive to them or not. I mean, it's the same thing maybe with gluten sensitivities. You know, not everybody's gluten sensitive. We don't have to have this anti-gluten thing out there. There's no reason to have an anti-nightshade vegetable thing out there. I mean, I think it's if you're sensitive to them. What are the nightshade vegetables? Anything that likes to grow more in shady environments. That's the nightshade, you know, or underground. So potatoes, tomatoes, peppers, stuff like that. I think eggplant is always listed as a nightshade. There's nothing wrong with those food sources if you're not sensitive to them. I can eat those food sources all day long. I do just fine, you know. But there are some conditions and some people who are just sensitive that you do want to avoid them. But I think we get ahead of ourselves a little bit, and we get a little crazy in this industry when we start demonizing food sources, you know. And I think it's really just a reflection of the fact that we're so blessed in this country. We're so blessed in the Western Hemisphere. I mean, we have food all over the place that we can demonize food sources. But there are some people, some conditions, you know. For instance, if you have arthritis, just plain old-fashioned arthritis or any form of itis, you know, any inflammatory condition, Dan, it might be best to avoid nightshade vegetables because that can increase inflammation. There's these things called glycoalkaloids in nightshade vegetables that are linked to driving some of these pro-inflammatory pathways and stuff. So, you know, if you have any sort of itis condition, you might go on a nightshade vegetable-free diet for a while, and then you can add one or two back in and see if that causes some issues, a flare-up. If it does, you avoid that nightshade vegetable. And we have to be careful about lumping them all together. Just because you're maybe sensitive to peppers, it doesn't mean you are sensitive to eggplant. That doesn't mean that's not the case. It sometimes is the case, but not always. So you do what's called an elimination diet, where you eliminate them, and then you add one in at a time and see which one really causes the flare-up. So there you go. I don't know why your nutritionist friend is telling you this. Maybe you told this friend of yours that you have an itis of some sort, and this nutritionist could be right. You know, I just don't know. But if there's a reason, Dan, for you not to eat nightshade vegetables like arthritis or like rheumatoid arthritis or any inflammatory condition, fibromyalgia, whatever, avoid them for, you know, just wash them out, stop eating them. Do kind of a nightshade vegetable washout phase for a month or so, and then just pick one of them, eggplant, eat it, and see if you get a flare-up. And if you don't, eggplant's probably okay. That's the elimination diet. We do that with food sensitivities. Okay. All right, next question. You said, oh, I love it when the question starts with you said. It usually means a complaint. You have said, I've said this more than once. You have said that the blue light, you have said that the blue light from our devices is bad, especially for our eyes and sleep. Will privacy shades or screens help reduce blue light exposure? Great question. I don't know if I have it. I didn't look this one up. I don't know. I think it depends maybe on the shade. Maybe there's blue light absorbing privacy shades. I don't know. I think you just have to be real specific in your your search. Don't assume that a privacy shade does, though. You may have to look or even just call the manufacturer if they've looked at that. But that's a great question. Maybe there's a whole product line right there. Privacy shades for our devices that block blue light. Interesting. That's my idea. Don't take it. Great questions today. I love them. Ask Dr. Mike Smith at RadioMD.com. Send them. I love this. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.